Hey, folks, do you remember the TV commercials that said a certain coffee brand was good to the last drop? Well, our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee can top that because it is delicious from the first drop to the sad reality of the last drop. To get that first drop going, join me every weekday morning and start your day with a fresh pot of Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, roasted, milled, and bagged by our dear friends at the Collegium Sanctorum Angelorum in Ocala, Florida, by going to mikechurch.com/coffee. Buy six bags or more and save 10%. We've put our station name on Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee because we love the product and we know that you will too. From the first drop to the last. Order yours today. Go to mikechurch.com/coffee. Or if you're in a bind and need to order on the phone, call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the Book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. Infighting in the Republican Party is making it difficult to craft a COVID-19 aid bill. President Trump wants to send in the troops, and Chicago's mayor not so happy about that. And according to a new study, the heaviest users of social media aren't very nice people. In a shift, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was preparing Wednesday to roll out a handful of COVID-19 aid bills instead of a single package as Republicans revolt and split from the White House over priorities. One holdup remains the tension between Republicans and the White House over President Trump's push for a payroll tax cut, which is not supported by many lawmakers. McConnell and some of his GOP colleagues prefer a second round of $1,200 payments. The rest of the legislation is taking shape even as key Senate Republicans are rejecting the rescue's $1 trillion price tag, which is almost certain to grow. But McConnell's trying to push forward with what he calls a starting point in negotiations with Democrats. With millions out of work and a potential wave of evictions ahead, the severity of the prolonged virus outbreak is testing Washington's ability to respond. Schools are delaying fall openings, states are clamping down with new stay-at-home orders, and the fallout is rippling through an economy teetering with high unemployment and business uncertainty. President Trump doubled down on his criticism of Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot Wednesday, berating the Democratic mayor for the spike in violent crime in her city and threatening to send in more federal agents to combat the spike in violence. Speaking during a briefing on the coronavirus pandemic, Trump called Chicago a disaster. He said Lightfoot was making a big mistake by not asking the White House for help in combating crime in the United States' third most populous city. The president's comments come just hours after he announced he was deploying 100 federal agents to Chicago. Our saint of the day, according to tradition, St. Peter sent this saint to Ravenna, Italy, as its first bishop. Quote of the day, charity is no substitute for justice withheld, St. Augustine. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is Saint Apollinaris. According to tradition, Saint Peter sent Apollinaris to Ravenna, Italy, as their first bishop. His preaching of the good news was so successful that the pagans there beat him and drove him from the city. He returned, however, and was exiled a second time. After preaching in the area surrounding Ravenna, he entered the city again. After being cruelly tortured, he was put on a ship heading to Greece. Pagans there caused him to be expelled to Italy, where he went to Ravenna for a fourth time. He died from wounds received during a savage beating at Classis, a suburb of Ravenna. A beautiful basilica honoring him was built there in the 6th century. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said Wednesday he simply could not explain why a suspected ringleader arrested in connection with the brutal murders of three Florida friends during a fishing trip had been on the streets rather than behind bars. In an interview on the Daily Briefing, Judd explained that 26-year-old Tony T.J. Wiggins had 230 felony charges already under his belt, and he's out on bond for jumping on a guy and breaking his arm with a crowbar, he said. This guy's evil in the flesh, and he massacred three guys simply going fishing on Friday night right near Frostproof, Florida. Wiggins, his 21-year-old brother William Robert Wiggins, and Robert's 27-year-old girlfriend Mary Whitmore were all charged in last week's Frostproof killings. Damian Tillman, 23, Kevin Springfield, 30, and 27-year-old Brandon Rollins all died. Wiggins' criminal history dated back to when he was 12 years old. He had 15 convictions and has two stints in state prison on his record. A new study out of Michigan State University and California State University at Fullerton explored the heaviest users of social media and found that they have personalities that enjoy angering and embarrassing others. A fascinating study of 472 university students tracked their usage on two top platforms for 18 to 24-year-olds, Snapchat and Facebook. Researchers found that users displaying addictive behavior were also more likely to be motivated to be cruel and callous and to use others for personal gain. Our results demonstrate that individuals who have a greater preference for these types of rewards display greater problematic use of both platforms, write the researchers, who note that these traits are also associated with narcissism and psychopathy and have previously been correlated with addictive internet use. They write that social media sites unwittingly cater to people who seek rewards from being cruel, such as through cyberbullying or various aggressive online behaviors. The researchers hope that their study will help clinicians treat addicted patients by better understanding the social rewards that may be driving them. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.